Rick Santorum won the primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. It means Mitt Romney again lost in the South. And honestly, when you hear about how Mitt Romney tried to connect with voters in the South, you kind of understand.
I'm learning to say y'all, and I know I like grits, and the things are strange. Things are happening to me.
He's not always.
I bet I've had grits more than he has.
Identifying with regular voters. Joining us now is Anna Sale, reporter for itsafreecountry.org, the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. And this is despite the amount of money that Mitt Romney poured into these two states. Anna, how is that possible?
That's right. He has been campaigning hard, campaigning with money. Most of it that's come from, he's raised the most money from New York State. And he's going to be back in the area, in New York City and in the suburbs of Connecticut today, raising more money. So that's something I've been looking into. How is it that Mitt Romney is building this campaign with Northeast support while being a Massachusetts moderate, as you just heard Rick Tyler say, has become a smear in this campaign? So just looking at sort of how this fits into some of the historic, fissures in the Republican Party.
And this is something that many Republicans are kind of denying, that this really represents a sea change in the GOP. But what you're kind of looking at is that we are looking at perhaps a historic change of direction for this party.
Well, it's something that's been happening for a long, long time. Let's start first by looking at who are Mitt Romney's supporters in this part of the country, in New York State. Who is he raising money from? We talked to John Castamatidis. He owns a grocery store chain in New York, and he's fundraising for Mitt Romney today. When we asked him why he supported Mitt Romney, the first thing he said was, I like Bill Clinton. I don't like what Obama is doing with this class warfare. And this is what he said about why he supports Mitt Romney.
I worked hard all my life, and I made it in this country, and God bless America. And I just think Mitt Romney has common sense. He's a stable individual. He's not a crazy Republican.
So you hear, not a crazy Republican. That's the endorsement from the New York Republican
crazy.
There. Yes. And
I mean, that is a crazy sentiment.
Well, it's interesting because these are the people he's trying to raise money from,
right,
and then going out to the rest of the country to campaign. And it creates this tension because as Mitt Romney comes again to New York and Connecticut, asks for more money, some of these supporters are nervous. I talked to Bill O'Reilly. He's a New York communication strategist. Not a Fox News host, but he is a nephew of William F. Buckley, so sort of watched this arch of the narrative arch in the Republican Party about how this all fits together. This is what he said about Mitt Romney's supporters this year in New York.
It does make people uncomfortable, and you hear, Romney Republicans saying they are going to screw this up for us. They meaning social conservatives.
So, but this does not bode well for the general contest in November. I mean, you're looking at historical in terms of what kind of change this is for the GOP, but does that mean that we're not going to have a united party in the fall? I would think so.
That's what you hear from New York Republicans who are supporting Mitt Romney, that this is making them very nervous about a general election, that it's fine and good to talk about the sort of core principles of the Republican Party, but you've got to keep an eye to November when you're going to be against President Barack Obama. And that's sort of a similar, they've got some history at their back when they make that point, because let's not forget one of these sort of classic clashes between New York Republicans, Rockefeller Republicans, as they were known about 50 years ago, and Barry Goldwater at the 1964 convention. I just want you to listen to this tape because it's pretty stunning how we're just repeating history here. Nelson Rockefeller, remember, New York governor. He was running for president. He went on to the convention and was still contesting Barry Goldwater's nomination for president. He stood in front of the convention and he blasted what he called the extremist elements in the party. At that time, that was the Ku Klux Klan, the ultra-conservative John Birch Society.
Right.
But this is what he said from the podium. Take a listen.
These are people who have nothing in common with Americanism. The Republican Party. The Republican Party must repudiate these people.
All right, well, but if we're bringing up that, then that is bad news for the GOP because, of course, Barry Goldwater took the nomination and Lyndon Johnson took it by a landslide.
So after Rockefeller said that during that speech about extremism in the Republican Party, he's booed from the audience of conservative delegates. And then Barry Goldwater's acceptance speech, his line was, "I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice."
Right, of course.
Doesn't that sound familiar? We're talking about compromise versus principle in the Republican Party. And as you said, Barry Goldwater went on to go against Lyndon Baines Johnson. Huge landslide defeat for the Republican Party.
The difference is, if Mitt Romney is Nelson Rockefeller, and if Rick Santorum is Barry Goldwater, not in terms of racism, but in terms of conservatism and extreme conservatism, the difference here is that Nelson Rockefeller didn't win the nomination, and most everyone still assumes that Mitt Romney will. So perhaps being the moderate, the not crazy Republican, although it doesn't help him as much in the primaries, it could help him in the general.
Well, Mitt Romney is not Nelson Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller was running for president as he was getting divorced and remarried, so that alienated social conservatives. It wasn't just that he was a New York Republican and wasn't as far right on the social issues, but his personal story was alienated a lot of voters. Mitt Romney doesn't have that. So that's what you have that's sort of interesting is he's trying to appeal to this base of donors in New York State where there's this history of being socially moderate. But then he's out on the campaign trail saying, I'm as conservative as the rest. And so you have this tension, another thing he has to straddle. He's not just a Mormon from Massachusetts. He's not just, you know, trying to not alienate moderates while appealing to conservatives. He also has to sort of straddle this going to his donor base here in the New Northeast and saying, you know, support me so I can run against these other factions of the party while saying to the conservatives, get behind me.
Although, if history is any lesson, a divided Republican Party does not result in success when it comes to a general election. That's one thing. Or any party, for that matter. Anna Sale is a reporter for itsafreecountry.org. Thanks as always, Anna.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.